Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here, and I'm excited to share a special moment today from HCI Live. This past November, Eric Nooner, the CEO of Health Coach Institute, joined the stage with Carrie and Stacey to deliver an important and powerful message about the future of Health Coach Institute. Enjoy this exclusive moment from HCI Live, Spark the Revolution.
So I grew up in the Bronx in a small town called City Island, when I was 8, I was diagnosed with epilepsy, and I was prescribed medication that slowed me down both academically and athletically. And so when it was time for high school, and you take specialized tests, they're all timed. You know, I didn't get a doctor's note to get out of that. In hindsight, I probably would have. But ultimately, I didn't get into anything. And so I ended up going to a public high school in the Bronx. That was pretty tough. And I was a small, sensitive kid, like 5'1". And I was scared. And I was an easy target for people who were bigger and tougher and had something to prove. So I never went to the public bathroom. Literally all 4 years, I never went to the public bathroom in the school because a friend got jumped. And I didn't go to gym, actually, for 3 of the 4 years because I'd gotten harassed and even jumped. And so essentially I got permission not to go. And I always saw my sensitivity as a liability, essentially something to push through and man up.
You rock!
Look at this audience, like the most loving audience in the world. So thank you for,
love you.
When I graduated from college, I joined the corporate world with some of the big names in the corporate world. And I was pretty disheartened by it. I was essentially on the bottom, pushing papers for people who are very anxious. And I had immobilizing anxiety myself. I totally felt pathetic. I couldn't even pick up the phone. I wanted to vomit on most days. And I expressed this to my brother at lunch one day, and he was like, whoa. He was like, I got something for you. And he introduced me to personal development tapes that he had. And I started listening to them for like 90 minutes each way on the subway and bus, and it changed everything for me. It was like, oh my goodness, I get to choose what I put my attention on. Holy cow, like that was such a radical thing. And I felt empowered again. And I ended up leaving the corporate world to join a small online music startup in 1998. And this new direction put me on the path of learning what very few people at the time were looking at, which was online marketing. I got to combine my love of music with my passion for helping people find the right offering for them. I loved it. I was surrounded by inspiring, caring, supportive people. It was like the best job. And then with Napster making music free, and Amazon and Walmart basically selling music for really cheap, the company had to severely downsize, ultimately closed down. But I lost my job. and all the people that I'd grown to love. So I was pretty devastated. But I was left with this gift of understanding online marketing pretty early on. And I got to bring that gift next to WebMD. And over the last 18 years, several other big companies. And through it all, I got to work with my best friend since we were 5 years old. He's actually here. His name's Mike DeMeo. We started and bootstrapped a marketing agency together and have been partners on everything we do ever since. Yeah. But midway through the years of hustling and growing the business, I became disillusioned by online marketing. My stress came back, business was volatile, and I started seeking, like, this is not working. And I went to a personal development workshop, and I met a health coach. And this woman had something special. She just lived an inspired life. She was super engaged with life. And she pointed out places where I was denying and sacrificing myself. And she pointed to areas of pleasure in my life and guided me towards those. And then invited me to things that she was interested in, events that she was attending. And I got to meet people like her. The tribe that I met kind of reinforced the idea that I could put my attention where I choose and that I could actually live a fully integrated life. There's like I had compartmentalized everything in my life. Like I had to be, I was this person in business and this person at home and this person, you know, when I go out or whatever it was just like all, you know, structured. And their loving support also allowed me to see that my sensitivity was actually my body's deep wisdom. And I replaced the limiting belief that I was weak with that I was a heart warrior. And I chose to be a heart warrior. And then through this tribe, I got to meet Carrie and Stacy, and I chose to be their heart warrior in building HCI. And I call this Robin Hood business. You take the companies, the big company strategies and technologies, and you apply it to the solopreneur. And now I'm choosing to be your heart warrior. I want to read a letter I received from a fellow heart warrior who inspires me. Hi, Eric. I'm a graduate of the July 16 class. I got my certification in February. I coached part-time and worked full-time until June when I left my job, my day job, and launched my business. I'm close to wrapping up my first 90 days and love getting to help people change their lives in the most profound way. In your video, you said that you will connect those who have the heart and belief with doctors and other professionals. You even said you'll connect those with heart with leads. That is a profound statement. I want it to be true, but I'm an engineer by training, and I'm saying to myself, how is that possible? I want to take you at your word in the video and believe HCI has a master plan to connect the best coaches with the best leads. But my gut says That's a fantasy. I hope you can help your students. This message is sown in love. I have real love and compassion for the health coaching graduates that never really spread their wings and fly. Thank you for your time, Chris Buckley. He happens to be here. Chris, where are you? Chris. Chris, thank you for calling me out and holding me to my word on behalf of the entire HCI tribe. And you reaching out sparked me to share HCI's master plan today. So I'm going to outline the ways that we're aiming to be your ultimate partner. First, I want to tell you about Health Coach Match. This project is similar to what I built at WebMD. Essentially, we are going to cast a wide net in the search engines for people craving health and wellness transformation. What this means for you is you'll be accessible and automatically connected to those people all over the world. Rule number one to creating a top-ranked website is to have great content. And there is no better content than from the personalized hearts of the people that are in the HCI tribe. Google's going to love it. Second, I want to tell you about the HCI community platform we're building and how we're connecting you to the highest leverage companies looking to hire coaches, looking to hire health coaches, or wanting to introduce health coaches to their employees, members, and doctors. By providing a robust coach directory to these companies for free, we are minimizing all barriers to working with our health coaches. What this means for you is more clients and companies who are focusing on their wellness. Oh, of course we're going global. Go big or go home. Third, we're prototyping a media campaign and investing in an enrollment operation to deliver appointments with potential clients. Not just leads or email addresses, scheduled appointments. What this means for you is when we are successful with one coach, we will do it for many, many more. My vision and mission for this service is to get clients and appointments for the most committed coaches we can, for as many of the most committed coaches as we can. This is how we scaled HCI so rapidly, and I'm incredibly excited to provide this additional horsepower for our HCI coaches. And do you know who we would love to partner with on this prototype?
Me.
Well, we got to start with a few. And you always, my motto with everything is you start with one. And that one coach is Chris. Chris Buckley. Come on up. When performance is measured, performance improves. When performance is measured and reported, the rate of improvement accelerates. That's called Pearson's Law. What this app means for you is that it will be even easier than ever to keep your clients accountable. This monitoring and measurement will allow you to bring more confidence in the work that you do. It will lead to happier clients, which is going to equal more clients. Aside from making it simple to follow up with, and keep your clients accountable, there is an even bigger strategy at play. Why is it that the healthcare system that is not yet value the contribution of health coaching? Data. This app will give us real data about what works and what doesn't work in supporting client transformation. It's a big deal. It will give us measurable results into the wellness of our clients. Visibility that no one has. No one. We will take a stand for the health coach industry with this data, ensuring the long, prosperous life of this profession. We are going to use this data to show the world that our health coaches create powerful transformation through habit change. So data is important, and it will give you ways of monitoring, and it will give you information, but it's up to you to do the transformation work. This is not moving towards some AI robots taking over. That's, you know, if anything I'm super confident about, it is the human heart that is going to actually move people. And it's up to you to bring your open heart and be an example of aliveness that inspires others. Imagine us creating a world that prioritizes wellness as the key to unlock the human heart and spirit. Imagine us creating a world where the businesses that win make social contribution as important as profit. Imagine us creating an education system that allows each person, each unique person, to thrive in their own way. Imagine us creating a world where we listen to and truly respect our children and the wisdom they hold to build the future they want. Imagine us reintegrating our elders and caring for them in a way that we wish to be cared for. Imagine a room filled with bold pioneers standing for the health and aliveness of humanity, willing to go where most don't go. I see before me an army of hearts. But with this army, when we win, everyone on the planet wins. So we all need you to be our heart warriors. And You know, I want to actually feel your commitment right now to that. If you remember one thing I say today, it's that your only responsibility in this life is to bring your open heart. It really is. It's your only responsibility. When you whittle it down, when you're nervous about 700 other things, is my heart open? Then I'm trustable. That's it. It is that simple. I tried it on like 7 years ago, and it's really worked. I've proven it. I've proven this one. I did the research, I promise you. Our hearts are going to contract, but the commitment that I'm asking for is never act from a closed heart. Don't send a text. Don't send an email. Don't even have a conversation. Or stop the conversation, or repair. Whatever it is, if your heart is closed, stop. Bring it elsewhere. Bring it to your work. That's your work to do. That's yours to do. Fuck, it's hard. But if you just bring your open heart and take care of yourself and don't show up, don't do things, hold your boundaries to make sure your heart can be open. But do not act from a closed heart. This one thing, I promise you, will change everything if you live it.
Hey, Better Than Ever podcasters. We hope you enjoyed this sneak peek into our live events. For more information about HCI Live Spark the Revolution, go to www.hcilive.com. We can't wait to see you there.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.